Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1864. The Struggle is Real. The Benefits of Getting Off the Healthy Track by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. The Struggle is Real. The Benefits of Getting Off the Healthy Track by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. Some people think that trainers have this built-in ironclad motivation, but it's just not true. We're human too. We lose motivation. We fall off our plans. We make poor choices. We miss workouts. It's a fact. It's never about what you know. It's always about what you do. Yes, trainers usually enjoy working out. That's why we made a career of it after all. We still can struggle with a lapse in motivation though, just like you. I still remember when I had a really rough couple of weeks. It started with the time change and then the weather turned colder. The stress at my part-time marketing job was growing exponentially. It was getting dark early, I was exhausted, then eventually Thanksgiving rolled around and my diet got off track. Ever notice how hard it can be to build healthy habits, but for some reason, bad habits catch on so quickly? I'm not telling you all of this to make excuses or complain about how hard my life is, it's not. But as a reminder that these kinds of struggles are part of being a human. It's not just you. I've spent a long time overcoming the all or nothing mindset, and over the last several years have found success with a balanced approach to healthy living. Balance has taught me not to beat myself up when I am struggling, but to give myself grace, to try to make healthier choices, and look for the lessons in every struggle. Feeling bad about yourself over bad choices isn't the solution. Beating yourself up was an effective strategy for getting back on track, we'd all be walking around with six-pack abs. Self-loathing only makes it worse. We have to do the best we can with what we have. We don't have to be perfect. We can start making better choices whenever possible, keeping in mind that movement and whole food nutrition are the paths to feeling better. Are there any benefits to getting off track? If poor choices have snowballed into something that feels out of control, accept it for what it is. Know that it's temporary and look for the lessons and benefits of the situation. What can we learn? Embrace the break. Sometimes our bodies and minds need a break. If it seems like you've fallen off a healthy living cliff, it may just be a communication from your body that you needed a break. We can't go 100% all the time. We'll eventually break. Embrace the current situation as a natural ebb and flow of life, with full knowledge that you'll be back to making healthier decisions as soon as you're able. Look at it as a temporary break and start making the smallest, healthier choices that bring out your best self. For the gains. You'll likely gain muscle when you strength train in a calorie surplus. The extra calories can be beneficial for building muscle. Muscle burns more calories at rest than fat, so the more muscle tissue you carry around, the higher your metabolism, which means you burn more calories at rest. So, a boost in energy intake, calories, can have a positive effect on your workouts. If you've not been eating as nutritiously as you'd like, hit the gym or the pavement to make the best of the situation. It's not about exercising as punishment, but to take advantage of the calorie surplus. While of course, it would be better to have an excess of healthy calories, for now, we're merely making the best of our current situation. For the lessons, what can you learn from the situation? I've learned that eating processed foods, dining out at restaurants too often, and drinking wine on a regular basis generally makes me feel badly, both physically and emotionally. I already knew that when I make poor choices or skip too many workouts, it directly affects my mood, but honestly, sometimes I forget. When I'm feeling good for an extended period, it's easy to forget about the direct connection between my well-being and my lifestyle choices. When I feel badly, it's a not-so-friendly reminder of why healthy living is so important. I wouldn't make bad decisions on purpose for this lesson, but since I don't feel as well as I know I could, this reminds me why. Notice the connection between what you eat and how you feel. It's fuel to make healthier decisions down the road. I struggle with mild anxiety and depression. I say mild because it is manageable with a healthy diet and exercise. When I'm taking care of myself, it's not an issue at all. But when I get off track, my mind gets off track too. I can quickly go from feeling great to feeling defeated and overwhelmed when life's circumstances haven't changed. It's also a reminder that poor choices can snowball. You don't feel well because you missed a workout and ate junk food. Then you eat junk food and miss a workout because you don't feel well. Can you relate? Of course, none of this should be used as a rationalization to continue to make poor choices. But if you've fallen off track, it can be a silver lining in this situation to allow yourself some compassion while you work to make better choices to feel better all around. There are no failures, only lessons. What can we learn? Then, how can we use what we learned to improve in the future? What one small healthy choice can we make today that was better than yesterday? It doesn't matter how often we get off track. It's about how quickly we can get back on. Life happens. Forgive yourself. Trust that it's temporary and work towards making tomorrow better than today. You just listened to the post titled, "The Struggle is Real: The Benefits of Getting Off the Healthy Track" by Leah Genders of leahgendersfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I could so relate when today's author Leah was sharing their feelings when they fell off the healthy track for a bit. Like feeling as though when this happens, the mind is off track too and having those feelings of overwhelm creep up. When I miss a couple of workouts, even my family notices. They'll say, "You're really cranky. When was the last time you worked out? Why don't you go for a walk or something?" It happens to all of us. There will be stretches of time when we aren't quite as strict with our healthy lifestyle habits. And just as Leah said, when those moments happen, remind yourself that this is normal. And then ask yourself, is there anything I can do to learn from this? How will this experience make me better prepared for the next time? And then you're ready to get back on track. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.